Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Just to reiterate what transpired in Aliquippa, Paul, a lot of people will be focused on this story.
Yeah, some new details are available from the Allegheny County Medical Examiner's Office, who are reporting that 18-year-old Kendrick Curtis, a student at Aliquippa High School, died this morning around 3 a.m. at Allegheny General. He was flown there from the scene of a shooting in Aliquippa at Linmar Terrace, Larry. The only thing we know right now from state police in a statement is that ATF and FBI agents were working together at the time in a joint investigation, and that is it. And obviously, Mayor Walker was quick to share a message of let's restrain any response from the community and calling for calm until we know all the facts. And so some of those are emerging.
We've reached out to Mayor Walker, and I'm sure he's got his hands full now, but he's very responsive, so we expect to hear from him at some point this morning. Thank you. Tomorrow will make 14 straight days without rain in Pittsburgh. And as we learned from meteorologist Chad Merle of AccuWeather, since August 1st now, this is the second driest period in history in this region. And naturally, that affects a lot of things. We go live to Sorgel's Orchards in the Wexford area, Franklin Park. Adam Ball. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Randy Sorgel says you're the guy that knows the effect of the weather on the crops. So what is the situation for you and everybody that's waiting for some rain?
Yeah, it's been a tough year so far. But yeah, everything's really starting to show some real stress because of how dry it has been. And it's been kind of difficult here. We're trying to water everything we can possibly get to and try to keep things going.
So about the water, how does that change economics for Sorgel's? We're talking about a lot of water here, right? How much more?
Yeah, so we, unfortunately, on some of the properties, we don't actually have access to water. Some of the other ones, we have ponds that we're able to do, but just the running the pumps and all the electric and stuff for that is an added cost. And then some of the other farms, we actually use city water, so we're paying for the water for every gallon we use. And that does add up to a pretty good number.
Yeah, that said, which crops are most at risk right now?
So pretty much everything is kind of at risk because of how extensive the drought has been and how long it's been. A lot of even the apples now are starting to show the stress, even the perennial crops. The trees themselves were actually we're taking tanks of water out and watering each individual tree on some of my younger trees because the root systems really aren't very, very big yet. So we're actually taking the time to water each one, but you can actually see the stress in the trees now. They're starting to shut down a little bit. They're maybe going to go early dormancy just to try to conserve energy and moisture. So they're really showing it. And a lot of our pumpkins and that sort of stuff, those plants are showing the stress too. They're starting to shut down and shrivel up. So some of the size of different things maybe isn't quite where I'd like it to be, but that's life.
Adam, tell us, how does this change the harvest time frame?
Yes, especially in the apple trees with the added stress, some of the varieties, because every variety of apple kind of has their peak ripeness, so you're trying to find that optimal day to pick. And it's kind of trending a few days, if not even a week ahead of schedule, compared to what a normal year would maybe be, just because of the added stress to that tree. They're trying to produce that fruit and get that fruit going a little bit quicker.
You know, we're with Adam Ball with Sorgel's Orchards. you know, a lot of people, obviously their grass is dormant, but at this point, it's not worth spending the money to water it for a lot of people. I noticed that. But it is dormant, right? It will come back.
Yeah, most everything will be coming back, those perennials. They're not too pretty right now, but most everything will be coming back.
Appreciate the time. I know September into October, this is your super busy retail season too, because, you know, Pumpkin Fest, Oktoberfest, and all the things you do. So you'll still be rolling, right?
Oh, yes. There's always something going on, that's for sure.
Appreciate you taking the time, Adam. Thanks. And tell Randy I said hello.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
You got it.
And as a sidebar, Larry, I was reading with interest about this project that's underway now that PennDOT is reconfiguring the interchange there at 79 and 910. And guess who has property adjacent to all the work that's going on?
Sorgles.
Right. But fortunately, the way that it's going to work out apparently is that it's not going to disturb much, if any, of the production that they have there near the road.
Yeah, but the question I have, that is a massive project.
My goodness.
They're talking about flyover ramps, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's a bottleneck now, but in the process of doing the build-out, man, that is just, you see the traffic backed up. When I drive back to the city, so I did this event last night for the Marine Corps Scholarship Fund, and I was going back to the city. I left that Wexford area around 5, driving south on 79 to 279. It was backed all the way to the split.
Oh, yeah.
To try to get off.
Yeah, northbound, right?
Yeah, yeah. Northbound. You know, of course, it is 5 o'clock in rush hour.
Even in the middle of the day when I'm heading home, I'll often stop and do my car washing on the way home at the car wash on the other side of the interstate.
Right.
You exit, you know, there, and you get down to that intersection that's this massive, you know, it's almost a double intersection, right? And it's just amazing to me, even at the midday hour, how much congestion and confusion there is at that spot. But this project that PennDOT is undertaking is going to do away with all of that knot, hopefully.
Yeah, it's a massive project. They have some of the equipment. They move some of that stuff in place.
Yeah,
but
they've got a gigantic sand pile building up there.
We'll
yeah.
see how that goes. We'll keep you posted here. In fact, Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen and Aaron Ferragonio is our producer. It's been another unbelievable week on so many levels. And also, we have, by the way, Pennsylvania's treasurer with us, Stacey Garrity. Treasurer Garrity, good morning.
Hey, Larry. How are you? Great to be with you.
Good. Back in the day, we would talk, and it would be about you've got money for people. That's still real, but you set up this really tremendous way for people to find out and access that just in case.
That's right. Yeah, we just sent out, 70,000 checks this past week, totaling just about $16 million.
Is so that right?
Then even your listeners get a check. Yeah, cash it. It's your money.
I know you're coming to Pittsburgh here, and we'll talk about that in just a second, but just from a practical standpoint, how does the state get money from people in the first place that they don't know they have in many cases?
Oh, my gosh. So after 3 years, financial institutions by law have to send it to the state. So this could be a dormant bank account, an old checking account. It could be, you know, a rebate, an insurance check. I mean, you name it. It could be so many different things, a safe deposit box. And so we work really hard to get it back to people because, you know what, this money does not belong to the state. It belongs to hardworking Pennsylvanians that earned it. And so far, since I took office, we've given back over $1 billion, but there's still a lot there. So we're trying to get it out. So you're referring to Pennsylvania Money Match, which is a fantastic program. First time ever starting this year that we are allowed to proactively return money back to people that don't even know they have it. So up to $500
and
for a single owner.
That website, you made it really easy because I went through this process to see how it goes. What's that website again?
So it's patreasury.gov/unclaimedproperty. It takes just a couple minutes. It's so easy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Anyway, also, you're coming to Pittsburgh and you had recently announced you want to be the governor too. So I assume this is pretty early in the process to do this, but here we go.
Yes, here we go. And I will be in Pittsburgh on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 23rd. We're doing a Help Is On The Way tour, so we'll be in Allison Park at 7 o'clock. So I hope that we can get a lot of people to come out and join us.
Yeah, that's at the new, relatively new Cadence Clubhouse right there adjacent to North Park. A lot of people in that area know that very well. So what's your message? What are you trying to tell us?
What I'm trying to say is, you know, help is on the way. If you want tens of thousands of jobs, if we want to create billions and billions of dollars of economic opportunity for our communities, consider voting for me. We do not have to be a mediocre state. If you want school choice for your kids, if you think parents should be in the driver's seat of their kids' education, if you don't want boys competing against your girls in sports, there's a whole host of reasons. If you want safe communities, then, you know, let's turn our state around. We have a wonderful, tremendous opportunity to do it, and we can. We can be leading the nation, and we should be.
This job, as you well know, comes with some heavy responsibilities, and it seems like it's never been more challenging right now in the current atmosphere that we're living in with all the controversies that are going on. You ready to handle all that?
Sure am. I served in the military for 30 years, and so I'm 100% focused on the mission, accomplishing the mission. And, you know, when you're in a foxhole in the desert, people don't ask what your political affiliation is. They just want to know that you have their back. And I do.
And I know that, for instance, this whole free speech thing, there's so many different issues to handle. And it's remarkable how many times these things fall down to the governors of the states.
That's right. And we need leaders that will lead. We need a leader that will show up, roll through sleeves, and get the job done. Not somebody that's off, you know, in other states raising money with guys like George Soros for their presidential campaign. We need somebody that's going to be, you know, 100% laser focused on helping hardworking Pennsylvanians. And that's what I do every day. Every day that I get to wake up and serve Pennsylvanians is truly a blessing.
Well, as the treasurer, when are we getting a budget? Do you know? Are they talking to you?
Not a whole lot. Of course, that's up to the legislators, as you know. What my drumbeat has been, do not dip into the rainy day fund, because the original number that the governor did suggest would wipe out our entire surplus plus part of the rainy day fund in 1 year. We'd be totally out of money in 2 years. And then you know what that means, Larry. That means everybody's taxes would increase because nobody's going to stop spending money. I mean, legislators on both sides of the aisle, they love to spend every one of your taxpayer dollars. And so as the fiscal watchdog, I'm doing my best to try and get them to slow down and, you know, just like family.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't spend more than what they bring in. Our state should be doing the same thing, and we don't.
Yeah, I know, and the trickle-down effect is very real. For instance, Allegheny County, Sarah Inamorata, freezing spending because, you know, they're waiting on the state to get their budget, and other organizations are in the same boat, so hopefully they can get something done. Meanwhile, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck.
Thanks, Larry. Thank you.
You got it. Stacey Garrity, Pennsylvania's treasurer. We need a budget, Aaron. You have a budget at home?
You know I have a budget at home, unfortunately.
Well, you're pretty organized.
Well, Vinny's actually the one who carries that mantle, believe it or not.
Well, usually one of the two in a new marriage. How long have you been married now?
Almost 4 years, and you're right, but I think being married to him, he's more type A, has helped me kind of get my thoughts organized quicker. I'm organized in a different way than he is.
All right. Coming up, Mayor Walker just texted me. He's with the chief getting a debrief in Aliquippa about this story. You'll hear more about it in just a few minutes with Paul Rasmussen, but we will end up having a conversation with Aliquippa Mayor Dwan Walker. Big K Morning Show, and welcome to the weekend. Kind of a quiet weekend for some sports fans. You've got some of the teams, including University of Pittsburgh, that are on an off week. You've got the Steelers on the road on Sunday in New England. And yesterday, Penn started training camp. We'll get more on that coming up in this half hour. And for moms and dads, a lot of confusion about vaccines. For the latest, CBS's Mark Straussman.
We strongly support the use of vaccines.
With skepticism high and their credibility on the line, many members of the CDC's advisory committee said they were not against vaccines. But Chairman Martin Kulldorff quickly pivoted to the public health controversy, whether to recommend altering the childhood vaccination schedule.
Removing unnecessary risk and harms whenever possible.
Specific the shots for MMRV, now widely given to infants. All 12 committee members were appointed by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, a longtime critic of vaccines. Many of the new members have expressed doubts about the safety of vaccines. Jason Goldman, president of the American College of Physicians, pushed back.
You're looking at very small data points and misrepresenting how it works in the real world and how we take care of our patients.
Vaccine supporters point to examples like the measles shot. After it was introduced in 1963, cases plummeted 97%. Those supporters are worried the committee's recommendations will increase vaccine hesitancy, and insurance providers may no longer cover the charge. Jody Guest is an epidemiologist with Emory University.
Anytime we make it harder, we will see large numbers of people then not get that vaccine.
In effect, closing the door for a number of people.
Yes.
The committee voted to take away the option to give the combined MMRV dose to children under age 4. And they're recommending that MMR and varicella vaccines be given separately for children under age 4. Mark Straussman, CBS News, Atlanta.
As you can see, there's a lot of confusion. So it was mentioned yesterday, talk to your physician. Talk to the most trusted medical expert that you know and ask them their opinion. Aaron, what else do you do if you're a parent? Now, you're a young parent, first child. You're like, okay, maybe it's you're on the bubble of what to do.
Yeah, I'm a strong believer in each parent. It's just whatever you two agree on, that's what's happening. So when I forget what expert, maybe it was Dr. Gentile, who was saying she has conversations with families that have different opinions, and it's nerve-wracking because I think we're living in a time where there's a bunch of different options and it freaks people out, you know? So I think it's just when you know what you stand on, sticking to that, because there's a lot of information on both sides.
Absolutely. So today, the big international story is going to be President Trump talking to President Xi of China after his trip to the UK. So what happened? What's the takeaway from this? Is a second state visit that the president has made to England. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
After watching the Red Devils of the British Army parachute onto Chequers, the Prime Minister's country estate, President Trump and Keir Starmer agreed. They got what they wanted from each other in terms of money. Nearly $350 billion in pledged cross-border investments.
He's a tough negotiator. I think it was a better deal for you than us, but these are minor details.
But they're still far apart on how to end the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Starmer and other world leaders are preparing to recognize Palestine as an independent state. But not Trump.
So I have a disagreement with the prime minister on that score.
But there's also differences on Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky is launching a new counteroffensive, hoping to push back Russians on the war's eastern front. Russian President Vladimir Putin said today he now has more than 700,000 troops on the front lines. Trump has struggled to convince Putin to stop the war and today appeared to downplay it.
It doesn't affect the United States. And it doesn't so much affect you.
But Starmer, who co-chairs a coalition backing Ukraine, pushed Trump to do more.
We have to put extra pressure on Putin. And it's only when the president has put pressure on Putin that he's actually shown any inclination to move.
Ed O'Keefe, CBS News, Windsor, England.
So what's on the agenda for the conversation between President Trump and China's President Xi? Tariffs, of course, trade, and TikTok, among others. So we'll see if that bears any fruit, and that is supposed to happen at some point.
Last night in Aliquippa.
I don't want to tell the police how to do their job, but please don't come to Lemoore and start killing our children.
Yeah, that woman reacting in the moments after an 18-year-old Aliquippa High School student was shot by an ATF agent during a joint operation with the FBI, and now we've learned Kendrick Curtis died early this morning at AGH.
And I've been communicating with Aliquippa Mayor Dwan Walker. He's asking for calm. He's actually in a briefing and is unable to speak with us live at this time, but he's getting the details from the chief.
Hopefully we'll hear from him soon, Larry. Jimmy Kimmel's absence on ABC was fodder last night on CBS's The Late Show. Stephen Colbert was jokingly upset he didn't have more time to celebrate his Emmy win.
To Jimmy, just let me say, I stand with you and your staff 100%. And also, you couldn't let me enjoy this for like 1 week. Just come on.
There'll be a lot more fallout. So the conversation continues, and including people canceling their subscriptions to Disney that owns ABC, ESPN, Hulu. So they said, you cancel, Jimmy, we're canceling you. And we'll see.
Of course,
what
now
happens
he's being preempted right now, right? He hasn't been officially terminated, has he?
No, he's on undetermined suspension in terms of time. If it's permanent, it sounds like it might be.
Yeah. Hey, how are the Steelers handling the Week 2 loss to Seattle? Well, Aaron Rodgers told reporters they're looking ahead to Sunday's game with the Patriots at Foxborough.
I haven't seen anybody hanging their heads. The most important thing, like I said after the game, is it's a marathon, not a sprint. You can't ride the ups and downs. You have to embrace the results that happen and take a look at your process every single week, whether it's a win on the scoreboard or a loss.
Spoken like someone who spent two decades plus in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers. Here's what Cam Hayward said about playing in New England, because you know they've had issues over the years, Spygate and all that stuff, but it's a whole new staff.
It's weird. We've had openers there, we've had AFC championships there. It's a crazy place to be. I'm just praying that we don't have a fire alarm go off, but that was years ago, but always good to see Braves.
Cam Hayward.
You know, they're a 1.5-point favorite on Sunday. The Steelers are on the road against the Patriots. Normally, you would get 3 points for being a home favorite, right?
Yeah, interesting.
So this is a 4.5-point swing in favor of Pittsburgh. And I would also say that the Steelers are 1-5 under Mike Tomlin at Foxborough.
Foxborough, yeah. And they're hoping to get a win and then kind of get on a roll because they got to travel across the pond and play next Sunday in Dublin against the Vikings.
At least you get 1 weekend that's relatively quiet before you got to go on this massive tour, Larry, right?
Well played, yes, because Pitt's off. They have 2 bye weeks in this season, Pitt. And then, of course, the Steelers will have theirs after the game in Dublin. Oh, we got to mention training. What do we call it? Summer training?
I don't know. It's a Penn's training camp opened yesterday at the Lemieux Center up in Cranberry, and the team got their look at the first look at the new head coach.
Yeah, he's who knows what's going to happen with the Penguins, but we do know, we did find out this week that Sidney Crosby, after rumors that he might be seeking another place to go, loves it here, is going to stay here. At least that's what he said this week. up at the UPMC Lemieux Center complex, which draws, by the way, they have this huge hockey tournament this weekend, too, up there. And we have regular visitors from around the country. And one of the great notes is, hey, guess what? They play a preseason game Monday.
I know. Jeez. And by the way, have you heard what the tickets are going for now?
For Marc-Andre Fleury's game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on the 27th.
So it's amazing.
Former Penguin, you know, Stanley Cup champion Marc-Andre Fleury is going to play that game, or at least one period. One period.
I don't know how they can't have him play the whole thing with the interest people have now. Right, Larry?
Yeah, the tickets for a preseason game, insane. For people that want to, you know, cheer him on because he has decided to retire as a Penguin.
Well, that's great. And by the way, going back to what Sid said, when's the last time in the last 20 years that we ever had a situation where Sidney Crosby had to walk back something he said? Never.
No.
I can't remember any in the entire time he's been here.
Yeah, and his agent was floating some stuff too, and then they took off on it. And, you know, Montreal, where they are crazed about hockey, and so they're almost as nuts as we are about Steelers football here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.